It's that time on the radio where we are joined by Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. Hi there, Bill.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Well, good. Our recent broadcast, we talked about the new UK tax year, and we only touched very briefly on the Pench Times lifetime allowance. Now, this is something which is really important, and so can we have a closer look at this potential tax change this week? First of all, Bill, what is the lifetime allowance?
Yeah, this is a very complex subject, and to try to cover all of the complexity in a very short discussion like this is almost impossible. But in summary, British pension fund holders run the risk of having to pay taxation on their pension fund at a rate of 55% if the pension funds go over what is known as the UK lifetime allowance, or the LTA. Expatriates, however, are fortunate in the sense that they're out of the UK generally the scheme of things, and they can therefore take steps to limit their exposure to that risk. If your pension funds are not safe from the lifetime allowance, you do have several pensions perhaps which you've been saving, you know, for many years. You might have a generous company pension scheme. You could be, if you have accumulated funds up to the limit of the UK lifetime allowance, you could be in the firing line for at least 25% tax rates, but 55% without even realising it.
So what is the lifetime allowance, Bill, and what's the limit, and how does it affect tax rates?
Well, it's varied over the years. It was first introduced in 2006, but the UK government have capped, in a sense, how much you can hold in the combined total value of the pension benefits you've got without paying extra tax. It seems pernicious, because if you've been thrifty enough during your working life, or you've been fortunate enough to be in a decent pension scheme, but you've added your thrift to it, and you've generated a pension pot of some value, you've had some tax relief on it, and I think the argument the revenue are putting forward is that you've had tax relief on the contributions, now you're taking the money out, they'd like to take whatever they can from you on the outtake. But we need also to go back and look at the passage of time and remember that people like Gordon Brown, when he was Chancellor of the Exchequer, introduced taxation on the dividends being paid within the equity assets and other assets within pension funds. So when that cap was originally introduced, the LTA, it was originally 1.5 million. Now it peaked in 2011 at 1.8 million, and it has gradually been reduced, believe it or not, down to the level of 1 million by 2016. It's tracked inflation, I have to say, since 2016. But now, if your pension fund is worth more than £1,055,000, so that sounds like a lot of money, but I tell you, there are huge amounts of pension funds over 40 years of contributions that have risen to that level. If your pension fund is valued at more than £1,055,000, you could end up paying 55% tax on withdrawals from your pension fund. So it's obvious that if you have a substantial value in your pension fund, now is a good time to sit down and talk to a financial advisor about, if you're an expatriate at least, about the opportunities of moving that pension fund out of that UK tax consequence and into a tax-free environment within the country in which you now live, and which will give you greater benefit and opportunity than you might get under the pension fund itself.
So, Bill, do you find that many of your clients are indeed affected by this tax?
Well, you know, when you talk about these big numbers, I can hear some people saying, well, that's only for the wealthy. Well, although it sounds like it doesn't just capture the ultra wealthy. All UK benefits outside of a state pension fund are counted to get to that total, including everything you've accumulated over, you know, a working lifetime. After, in many cases, decades of pension contributions, compounding interest, the investment growth and the tax relief, the limit that we're talking about may be closer than you think. If you think you're under the limit within the next 2 years with the pension fund growth, you might be over the limit. Now, for final salary schemes, those with a defined benefit, the usual measure of value is 20 times the annual income which is due. So if your pension is going to be paid to you at the rate of about £53,000 a year, times 20, that takes you over the limit for these tax purposes. So it is a very good idea to kind of review your situation, even if you've already started taking benefits. If you take the right action now, you could potentially protect your retirement savings from these pernicious rates of tax.
So, Bill, for our listeners here in Spain, do they escape this tax if they're resident in Spain and they're paying tax here?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm afraid it doesn't offer any protections at all being a non-UK resident. Once the total pension fund exceeds the LTA, the allowance limit, extra tax is payable wherever you access your money. Technically, it's called, as you'd expect, another long expression in the financial services industry, it's called a benefit crystallisation event. How much you pay will depend on the way the funds are withdrawn. If you take out a lump sum, the rates are 55%. And if you take out income or transfers to an overseas pension, the rates can be 25%. So at best, the cost of being over the limit can be a quarter of the money that you've saved for retirement, or at worst, over half the money. And as I said, just to re-emphasise, being a non-UK resident doesn't actually offer any protection against this charge. Usually under the double tax treatment between the UK and Spain, expatriates are not liable for UK taxes on British pensions, except British service pensions. However, for anyone over the allowance, those rules don't apply. The lifetime allowance tax is applied in the UK first, and the double tax rate doesn't claim it, doesn't cover it, so you can't claim it back.
So, Bill, is there anything you can do to protect yourself from these lifetime allowance charges?
This is where I mentioned at the outset that this is complex, because calculating how much of the allowance you have used isn't always straightforward, especially for what are called final salary schemes. So you need to check your position with your pension provider or your pensions advisor, or talk to one of the independent advisors at Blevins Franks, who will help you to calculate and work out how to get the information you need. HMRC in the UK, they will first test your allowance status when you start drawing your pension. And then every time you access the funds, and then again when you turn 75. Now, if you die before age 75, any lump sums which have been paid to your beneficiaries will also become subject to the lifetime allowance test and subsequent tax penalties if you're over the allowance. Each withdrawal that you take from your pension fund uses up a percentage rather than a cash value of your lifetime allowance. So once you take 100%, there is no remaining entitlement, even if the allowance subsequently increases. So, you know, you could probably secure a higher limit by applying for an LTA protection, it's called, from the HMRC, but this is usually subject to strict conditions, and you need to take guidance on whether you should apply for that. If you transfer one or more of your UK pensions out of where it is into a qualified recognised overseas pension scheme, and your total benefits are under 1.1 million and 55,000, you don't get to have to pay any of these lifetime allowance taxes on the transfer, but you need to make absolutely sure that the CureOps arrangement that you're transferring your fund into is appropriate for your purposes, domiciled within the European economic area, such as Malta. Otherwise, you're going to lose 25% through the overseas transfer charge. It's complex. It's very complicated. This is professionally qualified advisory territory. This is not a DIY function. No one should be tinkering with your pension you've worked all of your life to save. You should not be taking DIY chances with it either. Within the Blevins Franks organisation, we have highly qualified, by examination and by experience and skills, pensions advisors who are there to guide you into what may be the most appropriate route for you to take with your pension, to ensure that A, you avoid unnecessary UK taxation, B, that you transfer your assets, if it's suitable for you personally, into the most appropriate arrangement, and then to guide you through the minefield of taxation in the country in which you now live, so that you don't end up coming out of the frying pan and jumping into the Spanish fire.
So what you're saying, Bill, some people who are now already over the limit, can you help them?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you're already over the limit, whilst you could trigger an immediate 25% lifetime allowance charge on a CureOps transfer, the funds thereafter become immune to any further penalties. Now, if you instead transferred to a UK scheme, like a self-invested pension scheme from the collective investments you've got, you could do so free of tax, but then the funds still remain liable whenever you take the benefits or pass it on to your liable that is under the lifetime allowances. So if you're hovering around the threshold, you're getting close to a pension fund that's either getting close to being worth a million, or you've got an asset base which is growing in value and may get to that level in the next year or two, it's really important to consider acting sooner rather than later to prevent the growth on your fund tipping you over the limit and immediately increasing your liabilities. Now, as the lifetime allowance is only set to increase in line with inflation every April, there isn't much leeway if you're close to the limit already, because if your assets within the pension fund are being invested in a diversified way and making you, let's say, on average 7 or 8% per annum, then increasing the lifetime allowance in relation to inflation at 2-2.5%, it means you're going to outpace the growth in the lifetime allowance and end up being a victim of this taxation. So, you know, whether you feel you're almost there or you're over the limit, this is a very good time to sit down and talk about what you might do with your pension scheme to avoid these unnecessary and punitive tax charges.
Yeah. So finally, Bill, regardless of the lifetime allowance, do you think it's important for people to regularly review their pensions and, of course, any new opportunities that may be available?
I think it's the latter that comes first, really. I think it's a question of knowing what is out there as an opportunity for your pension fund as an alternative to the restrictive provisions and the kind of likely tax consequences of hanging on to the pension you have now. The simple fact is that unless you're really in the know, and that's the purpose of Blevins Franks as a business, we have people who are paid salaries to be in the know and to know exactly what they should be doing with pension fund proceeds for the benefit of their clients. And the simple fact is that if you're complacent about the manner in which your pension fund, which you've worked all your life to accrue and which is there to depend upon for the rest of your life in part or in whole, then it's vital, it's just clever stewardship to make sure that you're positioning your pension fund in such a way so that you're getting maximum benefit from it and not being victimised by taxes which are being applied to something which is intended to be an element of thrift in your retirement.
And I suppose, Bill, if people have been listening to this and say, I've got to do something, the best way to get in touch with you is your website.
Yeah, I think in the first place, the website is a great opportunity to learn a little more about Blevins Franks as a business. It's a pretty comprehensive website. As I say, we've been advising clients on these issues for the last 40 years or so in Spain. And I know that the offices of Blevins Franks are accessible. There's bound to be one quite close to where you live. And anyway, as I say often, they're no more than a phone call away. So why not give Blevins Franks a ring or look at the website at www.blevinsfranks.com to find the nearest office. Give them a call and I'm sure they'd be happy to talk to you, especially if you have a pension which is looking like it could become a victim of these unnecessary tax charges.
I look forward to chatting with you here in Spain at the same time next week. Many thanks.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a good week.